The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Hush up. Don't pull the curtain back. Big Fetty will be proud to know I did not shart myself just now.
You got close.
When we paused the recording, I ran and took a big old poop.
We're airing out the plane currently.
I wonder if any podcasters have sharted on their show.
Have you sharted on your show or suspected someone of doing so? Please give us a call and tell us all about it.
Call Big Fatty. Don't call us. I don't want to know.
Sure you don't want to know?
Nope.
Would be funny as hell?
Ricky Burton crapping his pants in Foul Monkeys. Apropos, if nothing.
He then flung it as a co-host.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Have you sharted on your show or suspected someone of doing so?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1992 of the BFO for Friday, 11th of September, 2015, y'all. Coming up on today's show, y'all, it is the final part of my live Lost Wages show. Big Fatty, I say it again, it's still a train wreck.
You want a squeaker with your butt cheeks, just so I'll never touch it again. Anyway, all right.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Someone's walking up to the microphone now. Oh, it's a co-founder of.
No, it seems like you have a whole bunch of shit here on the stage that you were going to give away.
I have. Who has come up to ask Big Fatty a question? Anybody?
You don't remember what just fucking happened? Did you not have a list?
They ask him questions. If you ask me a question, you can come over here and grab a prize.
Me asking you that you have shit on the stage?
Yes.
Great.
Yes. There's pens, cups. There's Big Fatty lanyards.
Is there anything without your picture?
No, absolutely. There's nothing that's not yellow or nothing without my picture. How about a bumper sticker?
Oh, God. Well, that's a bunch of tempting stuff. Did you hurt your nose?
I just ran this across my nose. Would you like another cup? Okay, you can have a cup. Brewer is a cunt. Okay, I'm sorry.
I won't hurt it, I promise.
Okay. Okay. Oh, God, it went over towards Batance. Okay. Oh, excuse me, Batance.
Turnip Head has a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because he wants some of your facial shit or whatever.
Hi.
Where's the car?
The car is... Thank you for bringing that up, because for those that don't...
Was it an excellent question?
It was an excellent question. It's out here in that lot where I couldn't find it last year. But it's at the very end. Who was with me when we were coming back? Oh, yes, Mr. Mike. It's on the very end, right? And it's a red Kia Sorento. And Mr. Mike knows where it is. If I can't remember, shut the fuck up. Anyway, do you want me to point at you when to talk? Okay. Anyway, go ahead. Oh, Christina's got another question.
So much. I'm sorry. There's a question from the chat room. Gus Chad.
Yes.
Hi,
Gus Chad.
The official painter of Pride 48 would like to ask, how did you two truly meet?
Now, I want to hear. I know my version of the story, but I want to hear your version.
How we met?
Uh-huh.
In person or just?
Well, in person, I came to your fucking house. Okay. I mean, that's
so
how we.
He's so gentle and kind.
Right.
Did you ever notice
exactly.
that?
Exactly. But anyway, how did we make our initial connection?
Because I'm old and I drink, I can't remember his name. He's a wonderful, singer, actor, a Southern kid.
Eric the Southern Boy.
No.
Yes,
Eric the Southern Boy told you, I believe, to listen to me.
It's true.
And anybody that even listens to me once is hooked. God, I am milking this for everything it's worth.
Squeaky
kitty.
Okay. He did. He was a listener of mine when he told me that I should listen to you.
Yes.
And I did.
The rest is history.
And the rest is history.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here.
Can you? No, wait a minute.
Right now.
I want to ask you, can you fucking believe that you're
No, I can't.
Here? I'm serious.
I have been so terrified and nervous. I hugged Joey backstage and he said, "You're shaking." I said, yes, I'm shaking because I'm scared to death.
Are you okay now?
No.
Now, I know the vodka helped a little bit, but it's...
This is called acting.
Acting. But yes. Look,
everyone... There's a gorgeous zombie over there who'd like to ask a question.
It's true, but I'm going to say this first. Every one of these people are just lovely.
I can tell already, and I know some of them.
By the end of this weekend...
We will all have a cold.
Well, that too. By the end of the weekend, we'll all need a shot of penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, and this is what I was talking about earlier, how you had gone from, I hate everybody,
yes.
I'm a shut-in,
mm-hmm.
to, was it a theater reunion? Or I don't remember exactly what kind of reunion.
No, that's very, very, very recent.
Right.
No, but I... I know.
But it was a theater reunion, a show reunion or something like that?
It was a wedding of a friend, but all of the... From a musical review I did called The 5678, and all those people were...
When I heard you tell that story,
yes.
You finished telling that story by saying, something along the lines of, I can't believe how much I've missed out on.
Yes, I felt that because I am, believe it or not, I'm extremely shy.
Yeah. Me too.
Notice the room goes, huh?
What happened?
Yeah, and I'm really shitty at small talk.
Right.
So all the things you have to do to be around people, I'm okay on stage.
Okay, but you said the words. I couldn't believe I heard the words come out of your mouth.
I'll say it with you.
I can't believe I heard the words come out of your mouth. I can't believe how much I've missed out on.
Yes.
And to me, after listening to you all these years, going from I hate everybody, I'm a shut-in, to I can't believe what I've missed out on.
I've had a lot of personal growth.
You have. And the belt to show it. That's the point I'm trying to make, is that when you said that, I personally was so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
I really was. And because...
Don't get sentimental on me. No, I'm here to fuck you up.
I know that. But I'm just telling you, I was so proud of you when you said that, because... You need to not miss out on things.
I'm here.
Well, right.
Yeah.
And you know what? knowing where you've come from, I can't believe you're here. Okay?
All right. Now let's move forward,
okay.
Shall we? Enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think about me?
Zombie Girl TJ, hi.
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 I actually have a question for each of you.
Oh, okay. Then you get to have a prize.
Well, okay. Big Fatty, I just want to, every time Squeaky Kitty goes off, Gerard's head goes up. So can Gerard have Squeaky Kitty?
Oh, that's the other thing. No.
Because he's very excited about the noise.
Okay. But did you see Gerard?
I just did that precious angel.
Gerard, do you want to go hug Gerard for a second?
He's working, and I heard you do not.
No, you don't touch him when
they're working.
But, Jay, I want you to put Gerard out of work mode when Vera's standing right beside him, because I want to see Gerard and Vera go at it. Okay, all right. So, anyway, all right.
And that's special.
And for Auntie Vera, and you've kind of answered it with a broad statement of you're here to fuck Fatty up, but some of us have been coming here for many years and always saying, man, I wish we could get Auntie Vera here. Man, I wish we... So what finally did it? What finally tipped it over that you said, yes, you'd come?
I think just watching all the years of you guys, it's really... I don't want to get sappy, but it's really a beautiful thing to see how much love and support happens here. And I thought, you know... I got to do this. I just can't keep not touching people. Because the support, you guys, the support that you've given me is unreal. And I love you guys. I love you guys. So that's why. I really wanted, I sat down and I thought, you know what, it'll be twofold. It'll be really fun to sit down and screw with him.
You did.
Because that's one of my favorite things to do. And... more importantly, to be able to actually touch you guys.
Well, from the bottom of my heart, and I'm sure many others, thank you. And Gooch, for making
isn't
the trip.
He gorgeous?
You
could
both
you
are.
Shit
you
your
are both
pants?
So you are both so handsome. I mean, everybody in the chat room right now is kicking themselves for not coming to Vegas. But you are
told
both
you, you should have come.
Gorgeous man. And Daniel Brewer, best payback ever.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Now I want somebody who. Oh, wait a minute. Artie Cruiser. You know, he's from the future.
I haven't got my belt on.
Get your prize now.
Now, you're going to say something nasty to me, just like on Twitter.
Wait a minute.
And Facebook.
Are you calling to tell us that Vera's died?
No.
Okay.
No. I actually had a two-part question.
Two-part.
What's part one?
Part one. Is, will you and Big Fatty be sitting at the end of it, any bars this weekend?
Oh, we have to do that. There's a $20 coupon in your book. We can go and drink for free. Or actually, we can go to
Why are we here?
Well, right.
Let's go.
We're drinking for free here.
That's
also
true.
We can go up to the hospitality suite and drink. There's a little bar in there. There's a huge bar in there.
That was part one.
Part one. Okay. Part two.
Why are you such a cunt?
Why am I such a cunt?
It's an excellent question. Excellent question.
It's a hard one to answer, though. Some things come naturally to people, and cunty comes natural to me. I don't know.
And he means that with love.
Of course he does. Oh, you kidding? This one?
Right.
Look at he's grabbing the prize. That's the only reason he came up here. Right. He wants a damn prize.
Twat. Anyway, right? He's a twat, right? Where does the word twat come from? Wait a minute. Somebody step up and tell us the origin of twat. Wendy? Okay. Wendy
And they say twat. Is that not true?
What do you say? Twat? Okay, all right. Look, it's Donna Sugar.
Hi, Donna Sugars.
I have a question for Big Fatty, only from yesterday's pink carpet.
Okay.
What the hell was on your crotch that dog was so fascinated by?
I don't know. That dog
kept going right for your crotch, nowhere else but right at the good.
He wraps his penis in bacon.
No, I don't.
Oh. Well, that's
like
what
a little hot dog.
No, that's what draws
very
all the boys.
Cute.
I see. Okay.
No, I tell you what.
No, the dog is like sitting there going like, Jesus Christ, there's like two tennis balls in there. What the fuck?
Right.
Go, throw the ball.
You don't want to know where he puts the cheese slice.
Right, no, it probably was, and if you listen to my show today, which I'm sure you already have, right? Yeah, okay, we'll go with yes. Okay.
It's the first thing I do.
Every morning, afternoon when you get up.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Wait a minute, twat?
The chat room has twat.
All right, we're getting the definition of twat, or what origin of twat.
The word twat is vulgar slang for the human vulva, but is more widely used as a derogatory epithet, especially in British English, referring to a person considered obnoxious. Or stupid.
Okay.
Human Vulva was my other stripper name.
Human Vulva. Right. And Christina Hole.
Put your hands together for Human Vulva.
And Christina Hole.
Yes, thank you.
Right, all right.
It also says that the root is the Old Norse for cut or slit.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of hymen.
Here's the cut that never heals. The more you rub it, the better it feels.
Oh.
I have a little poetry for the afternoon.
He's almost a cunning linguist.
Isn't he, though?
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Oh, Wendy.
Okay. Speaking of vaginas, then.
Yes.
Since we're on the subject.
Yes.
Besides when you were born, have either of you touched a vagina? Please tell.
Yes.
Would you like
Other
to?
Other than my mother's? Would I like to?
Oh, that you just said you touched your mother's vagina after you were born.
I was coming in.
Oh.
Yes, I have. That's very sweet, darling. You wouldn't trust me. I get close, I look scary. This is far away, it's nice. It's like, they put the Vaseline on the lens. But yes, I have indeed touched a vagina. I have vile stories, but I will not tell them here.
What about Fatty?
No.
No?
No. I'm an A-list gay. Isn't that what it's called?
Look, I do this thing where I talk and I don't move my mouth at all. And I'm just like I'm standing there. I'm a ventriloquist.
Anything else? Wendy, is there anything else you'd like to ask us?
No, I just wanted to ask that.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank
That's
you,
why
Wendy.
Fatty and
thank
I get
you
along
and your
so
vagina.
Well.
Wait a minute. Speaking of twats, it's Scott the Satyr coming up to ask a question.
And we also have...
Oh, I'm sorry, Rob, too.
One of the Robs.
Right.
Hello, I have a question
sweetheart.
For both of you.
Okay.
Several years ago, you used to bicker and fight back and forth and sometimes be kind of cruel to each other.
Oh, yes.
We
were never cruel.
No, but a lot of people didn't get it.
Right.
So you kind of suspended that.
Yes.
Do you miss the bickering and snarking back
Obviously,
and forth?
Because that's all I've been doing.
Or
we're making up for last time.
I was glad that it ended because what happens is when we do it, we totally know how we're feeling about each other. But people listening don't know. And sometimes if people are like don't particularly like you, they will take that into the world and say that they're nasty to each other because they're nasty people and all that stuff. And they'll use it, which is another thing. Because he could call me the sea hag all he wanted. I brought a T-shirt, by the way, that says sea hag on it.
I know. Dr. Stone gave you that.
Yes.
Does it fit?
So you're hateful.
I'm not hateful.
The depth of your hatefulness.
I'm not hateful. I think you should wear it. Stain it with moob sweat and put it on the raffle.
Well, that's a lovely thought.
Uh-huh. Anyway. Right. Yeah. Never mind. They want money back. We don't do that.
Hi, Scott, sweetheart. Hello. Love your name.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you, Big Fatty. Every year you make a promise, a covenant to us, that you will set the bar so low. How the fuck am I supposed to follow this?
Well... Okay, number one, I had nothing to do with it. Okay. It's not my fault. Okay.
What happened? But
anyway, what happened? And number two, you have to set the bar low this year, okay? That's all
Scott,
I got to say.
Scott, we weren't expecting much.
No.
Oh.
Remember that thing I said about love and support?
Right, exactly. Went out the window. So, anyway. Hey, can I ask a question?
Oh, why not?
No, so that we end on time, can we break your rider and let my music play so we know when we're coming to an end?
No.
All right. All right. So, Scott, if we don't end on time, it's not my fault. All right. There you go. All right. So, anyway, I just thought I'd ask. Thank you. I can hear you, and I have 3.5 minutes. Oh, they can't hear you? Shh. Okay. He's talking to me. All right, wait a minute. Gary Bearden right here. He's from...
Hi, Gary.
You're not going to sing the birthday song?
No.
Okay.
Are you going to sing it?
No.
Happy birthday to you. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
I got a question for Andy Vera.
I really want to make a statement.
Statement.
I've always wanted to meet Andy Vera, so I didn't know who you were when you came in the door, so that was awesome.
Well, and now your life is ruined. Okay. I know.
And
it's all downhill from here, sweetheart. Yeah.
Sater's next. It's all downhill from here. Okay. Anyway.
So, but the show that I love the best on Big Fatty, and of course I'm older than anybody, is the...
He gave you a compliment.
What?
He gave you a compliment.
Oh.
Okay.
Is I love what y'all do at the end of the bar. That is my all-time favorite. Anything that either one of you do, and that's the most awesome show when y'all are talking about when we were younger and having to deal with being the gay thing.
And I'm going to tell you something. Every time I ask this man to do at the end of the bar, he goes, "What the fuck are we going to talk about? Being old?" And I said, "I don't understand it either, but people love to listen to it." And we just repeat basically the same thing, but that's what old people do best.
Sorry, what?
What?
Yes. I wasn't paying attention.
I know.
But yeah, the end of the bar is by far the most enjoyable thing that I enjoy listening to. And y'all are doing an awesome job with that. Thank y'all for doing that, okay?
And
thank you for listening to it, sweetheart, very much.
And
because it would be nothing us just flapping our gums if people weren't listening to it.
That's correct.
Yeah. And
that's an original on Big Fatty Online. Oh! Is that just in my head?
Goodbye. Oh. So soon. Isn't this a crime? We know by now that time knows how to fly.
And where can we find more about you, Vera?
Up your ass.
Up your ass. All right. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
You followed me. I followed you, we were like each other's shadows for a while.
Now as you see. Oh! Oh, Dick, I say, y'all, I hope you've enjoyed listening to the little show from Lost Wages, y'all. It was absolutely as bad as it sounds. Anyway, y'all, Granny and Durwood and I are over at the Horror Hotel right now. We'll have a full report on Monday's little show. And you've enjoyed listening to this all this week. Thanks again to the Vons for the big surprise for everybody. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all heard the kids from over there at the Say This for Y'all. And Cindy, when the Vons showed up in Vegas, what do you think Big Fatty thought?
Have you sharted on your show or suspected someone of doing so?
Oh, Big Fatty, you almost just blew it out.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.